Hi everyone, I'm happy to be talking with you today. What I want to offer is a bit about how we can lean into the unseen world for support and guidance. And while my talk is titled, Can Your Biz Bestie Be a Tree? And I'm going to focus this talk around working with trees specifically, keep in mind that what I'm about to offer can be applied to any guide or unseen friend. Okay, first, who am I? My name is Larissa Noonan, and I'm a ritualist, ancestral healer, and existential kink shadow worker. I support witchy healers in creating businesses that are guided by spirit. I'm going to start by answering a question that might be on your mind. Why would you want a tree as your biz bestie? That's a great question. Before I answer that, I'm going to back up a bit and provide some framework. My work is rooted in something called animism. As an animist, I see the world as alive, as animated by spirit. So the earth is alive, the waters are alive, as are the animals and the plants and the trees. Another way of saying this is that there are more than just human people with whom we can be in relationship. We can be in relationship with the tree people, the rock people, with the earth. And as an animist, it is important to know how to interact with and relate well with a wide variety of people, not just other living humans. Further, as I experience it, and don't take my word for it if these are new concepts for you, I highly suggest that you do some exploring yourself. But as I experience it, the world of the unseen or of spirit overlaps and overlays and is embedded within the world of the seen or of matter. All right, back to your biz bestie. So far, you're probably aware that it is possible and perhaps even desirable to find other living humans to collaborate with and to support your business and for you to support their businesses. And I agree, that's great. That is definitely needed. And we're all busy. I can't always pick up the phone or respond to a friend when one of my human people biz besties is in need of support. And vice versa, they aren't always available at every moment of the day or night that I might be when I might be experiencing anxiety, worry, fear, doubt, dread, overwhelm, confusion, et cetera, regarding my business or my life in general for that matter. A tree person can be. A tree person is always available. So that's one reason you might want to consider a tree as one of your biz besties. Now, do I mean that you will have a literal tree at your side at every moment? Yes and no. It is likely that you have a tree person, like an actual tree person you can see and feel the bark of in the tangible seen world, with whom you could go and sit. And this one might be relatively close, perhaps even in your backyard. And that is an important that and that is an important part of deepening into a relationship with your tree person, spending actual time with him or her. What I mean when I say your tree person is always there for you is that you can attune with the spirit of the tree's counterpart in the unseen, in each and every moment of the day or of the night. For myself, when I'm in a state of something, anything, and needing some support or counsel or just to be listened to, tree is one of my go-to biz besties. When I turn towards tree, I feel such comfort, such spacious grounding, such willingness to receive anything and everything I might be feeling or experiencing. And the guidance and the counsel I receive is also just the best. Along with my well ancestors and my living human friends, tree is one of my primary biz besties, and not even just my biz bestie. Tree is one of my best friends and guides for all aspects of my life. And so, if you don't yet have any or you don't have many human biz besties, cultivating a relationship with a tree person is a great place to start. And then, if you feel nervous or anxious approaching a living human, tree will be at your side, offering her spacious comfort, her grounding, and her unconditional love and support. You won't be alone. Now that I've provided some context, I'd like to take a moment and ask you to bring to mind one of your favorite trees. Perhaps a tree from your childhood, or one you admire in your neighborhood, or even a picture of a tree you've seen recently. And let yourself really see this tree. Notice the bark, the shape of the leaves or needles, how the sunlight filters through its branches. How does it feel to sit beneath this one? Can you imagine the feel of the bark pressing into your back? And now take a moment and introduce yourself to this tree. Say, "Hello, my name is," and state your reason for being there. Perhaps you just want to rest for a moment. Perhaps you'd like to see how it feels to tell the tree about your day. Maybe you would like to ask this tree person if they would be one of your biz besties or one of your friends or guides. I'll just give you a moment here to do this. Okay, now take a moment and ask Tree what he or she might like from you to strengthen this bond. Perhaps some offerings. If so, what would the tree like to receive? Water? Flowers? Quality time with you? Something else? Take a moment and listen. And now thank this tree person and bring your awareness more fully back here to this space. And notice as you do that, can you still feel tree with you? If not, imagine tree is with you and sink into that feeling even as you are here with your eyes open, listening to me. Wonderful. Before I end, I want to name three things you can do should you wish to go deeper with tree as your biz bestie. One, while it's great to attune with tree as we just did via our imaginations, the connection and relationship will grow deeper, faster if you spend some time with an actual tree, especially if you return to that tree from time to time. Then, when you call out to tree, you will know exactly who it is that you are calling for and who is answering the call. Two, make offerings or leave gifts at the base of tree. Or leaving gifts at the base of tree also feeds the relationship, just like giving gifts to the human, to the humans you love, tends to feed those relationships. Water, flowers, creating arts from bits of nature, all are great gifts. Incense, smoke, and of course, ask tree, like we just did, what he or she wants. Three, inviting tree to be with you throughout your day, especially invite. In those moments when you feel anxious or confused or filled with overwhelm, self-doubt, or unsure of your next step, is an especially beautiful way to cultivate and deepen your relationship with tree. Engaging these three steps will ensure that whenever you are in need, tree will be there for you as a friend, a confidant, and a biz bestie. If you decide to explore in these ways, I'd love to hear about it. Feel free to email me at larissa@larissanoonan.com. And may your business flourish with Tree as your biz bestie, as your friend, and your guide. Thank you.